Watch me make money. Tick-tock, ka-ching. Watches, watches, watches. The power of watches. There's a lot of money to be made in watches. So I decided to create a whole segment on this category. So a lot of people are... There's some people out there who are in the flipping business, but they only specialize in watches. That's all they flip, because a lot of times when you're dealing with high-end luxury watches, for example, I mean, some of these watches go up to, you know, $10,000, $20,000, even $30,000, but even some of the, you know, like a Rolex, there's Rolexes, I don't know if you can go as low as $3,000 for a Rolex, I'm not for sure, but, you know, $3,000 to $7,000, so, you know, as you can tell, the profit margins on these can be huge. Because let's say you bought a watch for $1,500 and, you start seeing them for, you know, $2,500 new. And if the watch is in good, pretty good shape, it's pretty reasonable to try and sell it for $2,000, resulting in a $500 profit. So you see how the profit margins kind of stretch out when it comes to watches, and especially higher end watches. So the thing with watches, is that I personally love watches. So basically developing this niche was easier for me. But it doesn't even have to be watches for you, for example. Like, just think about what makes, you know, what gets you going, what makes you tick, no pun intended. You can really, like I said, you can explode it from there, but going back to the subject of watches, they have a good profit potential. They sell very quickly on eBay. And, I mean, obviously they'll sell on Craigslist too. As I keep saying, post your items on, you know, Craigslist, eBay, every channel you can think of. But specifically, I've had a lot of, good luck on eBay with watches. And also, as an added benefit, they're really easy to ship. I mean, they don't require much packaging. You know, just throw it in a box or in a watch box if it came with it. Put some wrapping around it and just ship it in a small box. So the secret strategy on watches that I've made a lot of money on, and you can too, is here's the secret on watches. So buy your watches on Craigslist, from thrift stores, in pawn shops, and sell them on eBay. So scope out Craigslist, scope out your new value, make sure it's a good buy, and buy it if you can get it priced right. And the benefit of this is that they will sell quickly on eBay, and they will sell for a lot on eBay, a lot more than what you bought it for in most cases. And another thing is, for example, local sellers, let's say you're on Craigslist and you come across a nice watch, a lot of local sellers don't want to fuss, they don't want to mess with eBay listings or shipping, or they don't want to deal with like creating an account and posting it up and all that. It's just, they just don't want to deal with it. So with that being said, their loss is your gain. You can oftentimes pick up some good deals, and really monetize it. And they don't realize how limited the local market is. A lot of people don't realize that if you had a $200 watch, if you post it up for sale for $100, no one's buying it, you know, on Craigslist. Let's say you post that $200 watch on Craigslist finally for $50, and finally one person raises their hand, they'll be like, oh yeah, this $200 watch freaking sold for $50, but they don't realize that if they posted it on eBay, they would have likely sold it for $200 easily. So, they don't realize how limited the local market is. They're not using the power of eBay to expand and get in front of more eyeballs. Another thing is pawn shops are awesome because depending on the pawn shop, they will negotiate on price with you and quantity. So, for example, if you offer to buy multiple items or like multiple watches, they will give you a really good deal if you ask for it and if you negotiate with them. So, for example, let's say there was, I go to a pawn shop. There's a lot of pawn shops in my area. Let's say you go to one and you find, a watch, one watch for $100 and one watch for $90. That's $190. You can maybe go up to them and say, hey, okay, I want these two watches. I've noticed they've been sitting here for a while. I'll give you $150 cash, just a flat, you know, fixed $150 for both of them. And a lot of times they will be like, okay, yeah, there's a $40 loss there, but they might accept it, or they'll be like, okay, let's do $160 out the door. And boom, you just got $30 off and you got two watches that you can flip and make a profit on. So, that's the benefit of pawn shops and watches and, I guess maybe even other types of jewelry. Like I said, I deal with watches mainly when it comes to that. And again, with watches, a lot of times at these pawn stores, you'll notice if the watch is kind of dirty or if it has some like dirt on it, they're more likely to negotiate and lower the price with you. And this is really cool because with these watches, all you need to make it, you know, super shiny again is a toothbrush and vinegar. So you can easily clean them. And even if the watch already looks good, go ahead and just, you know, start brushing it with a toothbrush and vinegar, clean it up and, you know, replace the battery if needed and post it up for sale. There's been a lot of cases where I bought a watch that didn't have a battery and was just needed a cleaning, and I was able to easily make, you know, $100 off of it just by cleaning it and throwing a battery in it. So really, that's a key tip I really want you to remember, because it's huge. I mean, you know, simple things like replace, you know, adding a battery and cleaning it up. For some reason, I don't know what it is, but these pawn stores or these stores you find these at, they don't want to do that. You know, they don't want to deal with it, or they don't want to test it. So that's an opportunity for you to pick it up, add a battery, clean it, boom. You just, made $100 or $50. So, keep that in mind when you're looking at watches. Look for the dirty ones. The dirty ones and the ones that aren't moving are money-making opportunities. And, last point on watches is you have to be very careful. Watches is one of those categories where it's easy to get scammed, because there are a lot of replicas and fake watches out there. You know, just like with any collectible. So there's a lot of replica and fake watches that you want to try and, you know, stay clear of. So always, like, you know, do your research. If you're dealing with a more higher end expensive watch, like if you're dealing with the Rolex watch, don't just immediately just make a decision. Or don't just go through the four weapons of determining value, but do a little more research. You know, Google something like how to tell the difference between a real versus fake Rolex and stuff like that. Because you really, these are really, it's one of those things where you want to be very careful with. It can be very dangerous. You're kind of treading dangerous, you know, deep waters on it. So it's up to you if you want to, you know, go with it or research or make the decision. But, you know, keep in mind that if you did buy or sell a replica watch, I mean, a lot of good can happen if it's not a replica. And if it's, you know, real and you find a real Rolex for a good price that you can flip it for. But there's also a lot of bad that can happen if you actually do spend money on a replica watch or a fake watch. For example, if you spend a lot of money on a fake watch thinking it's real, I mean, and then you find out later that it's a replica, then you're kind of screwed. You know, you can't really do much. Not to mention it's illegal to sell replica or fake watches. So be very careful with that. The watch world has a lot of replicas floating around. Fortunately, there's also a lot of resources that are available to you to find, you know, find out or determine if it's real or fake. But ultimately, the only true way would be, or the probably the best way would be to, you know, take it to an actual dealer, like a Rolex dealer or, you know, whatever the make is. So keep that in mind. Another thing you can look for is certificates of authenticity, which a lot of times if someone, you know, a lot of times if someone legitimately bought a Rolex or a high-end watch, they're going to keep things like the receipt, the warranty card, the, you know, the certificate and all that because, as proof that it is real. So also look out for those in the watch world. But yeah, keep your eye out on watches. Look for the dirty ones and the ones that aren't moving because those can be awesome money makers for you.